WSJM News Time is 6 o'clock. It's 60. News Talk 94.9. WSJM News Now begins with the News Center 16 forecast from David Harker. Cloudy today, an afternoon shower possible, a high 75. Clouds continue tonight down to 58. And then the sun breaks out tomorrow with a high of 78. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by the all-new Town Crier Wire. Download the free local news app today. Here's your top story at 6.
Officials in Harris County, Texas, expect as many as 30,000 displaced people as a result of Tropical Storm Harvey. ABC's Atlanta Zach is in Houston with more.
Some parts of Harris County have reported as much as 3 feet of rain. That is record-breaking, certainly. It's also all the more concerning when you realize that the water doesn't just stay stationary. It pools, and in particular, it has been pooling in reservoirs, bayous, levees here in Houston and throughout the Gulf Coast, and they are completely oversaturated.
Meanwhile, dozens of travelers stranded in Houston have been evacuated to Detroit thanks to Spirit Airlines. Tammy Cole has lived in Houston for 2 years, and she's one of the nearly 100 people who were able to make it to Detroit last night.
It was a miracle. All of us among the passengers, we were all talking amongst ourselves on how it was a miracle that this even came about. We don't even know how it came about.
The passengers were evacuated from Houston's airport, which has been closed since Hurricane Harvey began flooding the roads and airport runways.
A new pedestrian bridge connecting Benton Harbor with St. Joe is in the works.
At a Monday meeting, St. Joe City Commissioners approved a request from Cornerstone Alliance to grant an easement for the bridge between the Harbor Village neighborhood, which is by Harbor Shores. Cornerstone's Rob Cleveland tells us the walkway would allow someone to walk all the way from St. Joe to the Benton Harbor Arts District.
There are no gates, there are no barriers. This is a public bridge that promotes the public paths in Harbor Shores, and it's a tremendous asset for the community, and we're hopeful that ultimately we'll be able to receive funding for it.
That funding would come in the form of grants, which are now being pursued. Benton Harbor will also have to sign off on the idea. Andrew Green reporting.
St. Joseph City Commissioners also settled on a plan for the reconstruction of Wallace Avenue. Work is needed for that road, water mains, and sewers, and city planners last night presented the commission with 3 options. The problem is, 2 of them involved losing street-side parking between Stadium and Lakeshore. And residents aren't happy about that, but not losing that parking would have jeopardized $460,000 in federal funds. Commissioner Mary Goff.
I do think the project needs to be done, but it breaks my heart to know what you have to give up.
So commissioners approved the plan, which will mean no parking from Stadium to Lakeshore. City engineer Tim Zeebel said it was because they're required to put in a 10-foot path along the street. Zeebel's hoping the $1.3 million project can be done next summer.
As the new academic year draws closer, State Representative Beth Griffin of Mattawan is applauding the increased funding schools are receiving. She tells us the state legislature last year approved a per-pupil funding increase of $60 for K-12 schools. Some smaller rural districts are getting $120 more per student. Griffin says the budget also includes another $25 per student for high school students on top of the base allocation. She lauded the focus on career and technical education the funding has. Griffin's office tells us state funding for K-12 education is now at a record level. We have a list on how much each Van Buren County School District will receive this year posted at WSJM.com.
Congressman Fred Upton ready to get back to work next week with a focus on tax reform. He tells Michigan's Big Show the House and Senate have no choice but to start working on their long-promised plan.
Going back to the election last year, people said, oh, Republicans got the House and the Senate and the White House, so tax reform is coming. The market went up a zillion points. People were feeling good about the economy. Look at the U of M statistics, all of that. And here we are now in September. We still don't see a bare-bones plan.
Upton told Michael Patrick Shields President Trump's threats to shut down the government will not derail the budget and legislative process. He's previously told us the tax reform package should lower the corporate tax rate. WSJM News Time 6:04. It's 60. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow was down 5. The Nasdaq up 17. The S&P 500 gained 1. Details later this hour. Up next in WSJM News, self-driving pizza delivery.
And now a weather update. Winds out of the south-southeast at 9 miles an hour.
Citizens of America, this is a message from feedthepig.org. Do not be alarmed. We are here to help you save yourself. According to public records, Americans spent more money than they earned in 2005. This is the first negative savings rate in the U.S. since the Great Depression. America, we must change our behavior. We need to stop spending every dime we earn and start feeding the pig. We must start putting away a piece of our paycheck on the 1st and the 15th, we must pay ourselves before we pay anyone or anything. We must make a budget. And yes, even consider cutting up a credit card. And we must tell a friend to do the same. America, to start moving in the right direction, we must start a movement. Join us at feedthepig.org. Find the benefits of saving for every stage of life. Log on to feedthepig.org today.
And for more traffic updates, brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
WQSM News Time is 6:05, 61 degrees. Ford and Domino's today will demonstrate the first automated pizza delivery system, which for the time being is just a test program.
They've been working out the bugs at the M-City automated vehicle test site and are now ready to hit the real roads. The pizzas will be delivered to volunteer customers in self-driving Ford Fusions. Now the customers get a text with a code so they can open a box installed in the vehicle. The cars will have engineer test drivers and researchers on board, as the whole idea is to find out whether customers are ready for a pizza that essentially delivers itself. Jeff Gilbert, the Michigan News Network.
Michigan Red Cross volunteers are pitching in to help people in Texas and Louisiana deal with the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. And the CEO of the American Red Cross in Michigan, Kimberly Burton, says a lot of work lies ahead.
Even though Hurricane Harvey has been downgraded to a tropical storm, now the worst is yet to come with all of this incessant rain and the flooding possibilities and keeping people safe. So by no means are our efforts completed. We are just getting started, and it is going to be a very long road.
Burton says they can really use monetary donations and volunteers.
Tough questions for the Trump administration over so-called Muslim travel bans in a Seattle federal appeals court.
Question: from what universe did the government get the idea that grandparents aren't part of a close family relationship? That withering inquiry was aimed at a lawyer for the Justice Department sent by the Trump administration to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals here in Seattle, hoping to overturn a federal judge in Hawaii who ruled close families can include grandparents. The three-judge appeals court panel specifically asked, what's the difference between a grandparent and, say, a mother-in-law? The government's lawyer answered, grandparents are a step away from the immediate family. Pete Combs, ABC News, Seattle.
An active shooter takes the lives of two people at a library in Clovis, New Mexico yesterday. That's about a two-hour drive from Amarillo, Texas.
The gunman walked into the library in Clovis and began shooting. Six people were hit. Two females died. Police Chief Douglas Ford says why the gunman opened fire isn't clear yet.
The library is closed down. That area is closed down. While we do our investigation, take care of what we need to do to protect the scene.
The chief won't give any details about the two females who died. When police arrived, the gunman surrendered and did not put up a fight. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Eminem is ripping into President Trump overseas. The rapper appeared on stage at festival shows recently in Scotland and England in a shirt saying, "Fack Trump," and said at a show in Glasgow last week that Scotland might have to be our new home.
Now, shit ain't going so well in the States, and I just want to take this moment out right now to say, mother Donald Trump. Hey!
He then voiced more displeasure about the president as he launched into the 2002 song, White America. At the Reading Festival on Saturday, he led the crowd in an expletive-filled anti-Trump chant in front of more than 80,000 fans.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. Tigers win. They beat the Rockies 4-3. The Cubs over the Pirates 6-1. Coming up tonight, the White Sox are at Minnesota at 8:10. Pittsburgh's at the Cubs at 8:05. And the Tigers are at Colorado at 8:40. You can hear that game live on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports and Cozy FM pregame at 8:15.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Depend on us. News time now is 6:09. Up next, the News Center 16 forecast from David Harker.